All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, as the second half of the MLB season is set to begin tonight, several teams in the American League have their eyes on wild card berths. You look at the Tampa Bay Rays, Cleveland Indians, Oakland Athletics, Boston Red Sox, and Texas Rangers, as they are all in the midst for positions. Now, currently, the Rays are in the catbird seat as they have the top spot in the AL, and they're followed by the Indians, who are just a half game behind them. Then you look at the A's, who are 1.5 games behind the Indians, the Red Sox, who are 2 games behind the Indians, and then Texas, who is 3 games behind Cleveland. Now, the first thing you just want to ask yourself is who is more than likely to make a move? And I think it's going to be the Red Sox. They are the defending World Series champions. And on top of that, they have the resources needed to go out there and make a move. And at this point, Boston's biggest detriment on this team, they need more bullpen help. I know that they're starting pitching has not been where it was last year. They're still hitting, but the Red Sox really need to shore up that bullpen. Remember, they allowed Craig Kimbrell to leave in free agency, and he joined the Chicago Cubs. Will the Red Sox go after the likes of maybe a Will Smith from the San Francisco Giants, a Shane Green from the Detroit Tigers, or an Alex Colomé from the White Sox? But make no mistake about it, they need to make a move. You look at the Texas Rangers. Would they be willing to roll the dice on Toronto Blue Jays starting pitcher Marcus Stroman? That would be a boost for them. The Rangers are already getting contributions from their pitching staff from the likes of Lance Lynn, but you need more depth, and you need to show your team that you are serious as far as making this postseason push. Would the Indians be willing to go after a corner third baseman, the likes of Todd Frazier from the New York Mets or Evan Longoria from the San Francisco Giants? The bottom line is the Indians still need hitting. They do have some injuries in their pitching staff as well. But I think right now for the Tribe, their biggest thing, they have to get another bat. And then, of course, the small market A's and Rays. Would either one of these teams be willing to make a move? Now, the A's made the playoffs last year as a wild card team, but they could not get past the Yankees. And then for the Rays, this is a team that won 90 games last year, and they did not even sniff the postseason, because that is how deep and good that the American League East was last year. So two teams that normally don't make moves, maybe they want to think about making something happen this year in order to boost their chances. Now, in my final analysis, the two teams that I think get in, I think the Red Sox get in due to the fact that they're going to beat up on the likes of the Orioles and the Blue Jays in the second half of the season. That they have that. Obviously, they still have plenty of games with the Yankees and Rays, but they're going to take care of their business with the likes of the Jays and the Orioles to help them out there. I think it's going to be a fight to the finish with the other four. Obviously, the Rays have the ability to beat up on both the O's and the Jays, just like the Red Sox and Yankees do. And make no mistake about it, the Rays are simply going out there beating the teams that they are supposed to beat, which is why they are in this position. Of course, the Red Sox had that tough start, you know, with that long road trip, and it really took them some time to get on track, but they are finally there. The Rangers, I think what could hurt the Rangers is possibly one of the things that could potentially hurt the A's, and it's due to the fact that the competition in the AL West is so deep this year with the Rangers, the A's, the Angels, and of course the Houston Astros. And don't count out the Seattle Mariners, because they could play spoiler coming down the stretch. The Indians, I know that they play in the AL Central, but the White Sox are an improved team, which means that they have to go out there and take care of their business versus the Kansas City Royals and, of course, the Detroit Tigers. But I definitely think Boston gets one of those spots. It's going to be a battle to the end for the other four teams. And don't be surprised if we see a one-game playoff just to get one of those wild card bursts in the American League. We're in mid-July, folks, and there is still plenty of good baseball action and excitement around the bend. So, folks, I want to take this time out to thank you, as always, for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.